Let's get ready to suck it!
It's the Time Spent Poorly show with your fantabulous hosts Derek and Eduardo, constant contributor Huds, and I'm the Beard. Let's get to it.
Have you seen about all these old movies where actors are getting back together to do something from their living rooms for Corona and shit? The Wonders. What movie were they from? It was Tom Hanks and
I know which one you're talking about. The
That Thing You Do.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie. And then all the people from that are getting together to do something, some kind of online thing.
Did you guys? Speaking of that, did any of you guys watch any of Saturday Night Live? What they did?
I did not watch any of it.
I glanced at it briefly the other day just to see what they were doing with it. And it's not bad.
No, I mean the one thing I watched was like the Zoom skit where they're like they're a bunch of workers and they're doing like a Zoom conference and it's funny. I mean it's I didn't watch the whole show. I have no idea how they did the whole thing, but like at least that bit was really good. Like it
did they make it funny as in people hacked in and showed them porn and stuff?
No, it was more like they did a bit and then they did this bit where they're all like doing this Zoom conference, but then two of the people in the Zoom are like the receptionists that work there who aren't very technologically savvy. And they're like, one of them takes the phone into the bathroom with her. And then they keep crying because the technology's not working out for them. Well, it's pretty funny. Like,
it would be funnier if they had people just Zoom bombing them with, like I said, pornography or just weird shit.
Yeah.
Is that what the hack's accomplishing?
Pretty much.
That's
what happens when people do things like that. Like all they do is let's get porn right into people.
Or they like what was the doorbell one where the ring where the people like basically hijacked their intercom system?
And then
like the one guy happens to be like a black guy, so he's like asking him if his kid's all black because he had a white.
Oh man!
Christ. That's pretty good.
America. I love this country. Just so many piles of shit.
Yeah, upon piles of shit.
We have fun here. Well, if you guys get, I didn't watch the whole SNL, but if you get a chance, look up some of those skits, though. I mean, a couple of the skits are funny.
Tom Hanks hosted it.
Did he really?
It's honestly funnier with the way it is right now because it was so relevant.
Well, and you're challenged to do something that falls outside of the box. Yeah,
what was that?
You're challenged to do something that is different than what you've been doing.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to.
Just as we were challenged to do this.
Right.
Shit.
Exactly. You have to find a different way to be creative, and it makes it interesting.
I don't like this microphone. I don't like being at my house. This whole show is an excuse to get me out of my house to drink at the bar.
I'd rather go to a place and do this show. I have two other shows that are this format, and I'm fine with keeping those shows this format, but it's nice to go to a location and do a show.
Yeah, I feel like we've lost a lot of magic doing this from our own homes.
I am definitely not as focused.
Maybe in 2 weeks we'll be there.
I hope by tomorrow we know if we're going to be there or not.
If tomorrow's the day, right? Maybe that's the day that we're.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to follow whatever directions because I don't want to be the person that I don't want to catch the blame shit from whoever if something like did happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like suddenly, we all died.
Suddenly I get the virus and then I spread it like wildfire through the family and it's going to be, it wouldn't even necessarily, I could get it anywhere, but it would be because we did the podcast.
You got it too.
And then you got it from me.
That fucking mailman.
tomorrow, the stand-up comedy club at LCSE, well, I'm going to get them all on this, and we're going to do our club meeting slash slow social slash stream.
How long has there been a stand-up comedy club?
Well, they just started this semester.
Okay.
And you just started the Facebook page today.
Well, the Facebook page was made a little bit ago, but none of them had done anything with it. So I was like, hey, if you guys really want to like make, you know, do something serious with this, let's invite people. So they made me an admin on it, which I should have been in the first place. I'm actually the club advisor for that.
You should have been the admin.
Well, I made that, dude. I'm making them do the work. Like, they can make me an admin, but like, they have to do the work. I don't get paid to do it. Like, I don't mind. Well, they don't get paid.
Are there any good looking co-eds in that class? Club?
I don't know if I can say that because I'm the advisor for it.
You probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah. Why do you say that for an off-air question?
I'm gonna go ahead and say no because it's stand-up comedy.
even
if they were attractive, once they give their jokes, they're not attractive anymore.
Yeah, they look like Amy Schumer.
They're probably not funny either.
Random fucking Netflix shows. This one with Dave Chappelle and Norm Macdonald came on today, called Screwed, and it's from 2000. So it's 20 years. I've never seen it before. Danny DeVito is fucking gold.
Yeah.
He's gold in everything.
He plays this crazy ass mortician.
Yeah.
Named Grover Cleaver. Everybody's name is like a president. Norm MacDonald's character's name is Willard Fillmore. And fuck, I can't remember what Dave Chappelle's name was, but I was like, God, they're all presidents.
It's a good movie, though.
It turned out to be funny. Like, the first 15 minutes really did not have it, and then it got better. Like, I even looked over at Jenny and I was like, this is everything 20 years ago was bad. And then, I don't know, Danny DeVito showed up and turned it into a movie. And Sarah Silverman was in it too.
She's tolerable.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, well, she was young and pretty then too.
I did actually.
I'd still bang her just to have her talk dirty to me.
I did.
Yeah, she's not jamming her politics down your face.
Unfortunately, she's going to talk to you dirty like the character from Wreck-It Ralph. And so you're really creepy.
Thank you. I haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph.
By the way, I want to say a joke that I said on Ron's Facebook, but it was still hilarious to me. Ward made a joke about about
Corona
the
beard.
Facial hair that he gets, and I still believe this, that the apocalypse is going to come and someone's going to show up and see Ward and think like, oh man, he just couldn't wait to wear leather and studs, like,
yeah,
Jesus Christ, he just got here to the apocalypse and he's already wearing leather and studs because nobody will be able to tell how long he was there because his beard will be just what it is right now.
That's true.
He's got it waiting in the closet.
Good stuff. Yeah, man, that was fun. That was a funny comment. That was a funny thread, actually. That was a good thread in general.
If we had put the show information on there, you'd have known.
Yeah, you would have. There's the one time I looked at a Facebook thread and I saw that one.
Oh,
that's good. I'm thinking we got to start doing calendar invites, man. That's what I live by, is the goddamn calendar.
Is that a Google Calendar thing?
Make it so.
Otherwise, well, I mean, yeah, I have it. But that's the thing, is I had it set on my calendar for next week.
Yeah, well, you remove that and put it the following one.
Well, yeah, I better fucking fix it now, huh?
Yeah. You're going to show up to this thing next week and be all pissed off. Yeah.
Where are you guys?
No, he'll be messaging us on Facebook Messenger. Where the fuck you guys at? Why aren't you ready to go?
Rick will wake up from his stupor next morning with 58 missed messages.
And ignore them all. He won't even know what happened.
If I had 50 missed messages, that'd be the time I exited the conversation.
Rick has left the group.
It's actually not a terrible idea to do invites on those, though.
Oh, no. It's seriously, it will happen.
Actually, is a good idea. Yeah, actually, now that I say it out loud, actually, is a really good idea.
Where do you do that at now?
Well, I can send them as soon as I fix it. I'll have to fix it on my calendar.
Okay.
Because again, I do have it for next week and not this week.
Right. No, that's not a bad idea. See, I'm not a calendar guy. I've never been like I'll do a little bit like for my kids' appointments and stuff, but I've never been like too tied to a calendar. But I understand where a person might be.
Last year, I started a calendar, like a physical calendar, where I wrote down everyone who mattered to me's birthdays. And then this year, I got a brand new calendar, and I transferred all of those by hand to that physical calendar. And now I can look ahead and be like, hey, yeah, my buddy Troy's got a birthday this week. I'll shoot him a message the day before to show him that I really care and I didn't get it from fucking Facebook.
Right, or a reminder on your phone. See, I have all my birth dates plugged into my phone.
I should do it that way. I like the digital calendar thing, though, because 15 minutes before we would have done a show, my phone would have went off and said, like, hey, you need to be in the office right now. And I could go, oh, shit, I need to go do that.
Oh, Ron says opinions on Michelle Pfeiffer on Mount Rushmore.
I love her.
Yeah,
she's an honorable mention.
Everything about her.
I don't have a problem with Michelle Pfeiffer. Catwoman.
Job. I mean, there's times when I haven't liked her character, but that didn't reflect on her skill. She's a fantastic actress.
Yeah, I mean, like,
ashamed that I didn't put her on my Rushmore.
She's great in Catwoman. She's the best Catwoman.
Yeah, by far. Catwoman. Because her Selina Kyle fucking nails it. Her transformation is amazing.
Yeah.
What's that movie that's super sappy with her and Bruce Willis, too? God damn it, that movie.
Story of Us,
yeah. That's a great movie.
To Jillian on her 37th birthday with Fish Face, what's his name?
Tequila Sunrise with Kurt Russell and Al Gibson. Yeah, she's Tony Montana's wife. She was like the love interest from 1982 until 95,
just when you were blooming.
Yeah, she's probably.
Hey, I'm interested in blonde-haired girls now. How about that?
Look who likes blondes. Her and Leslie Easterbrook are why I like blondes.
I like Rick. I like that Rick has all these books next to him. Like, look at my library.
But yeah, he can.
We got.
But he'll read. He reads every one of those.
We got Halo. We got World War One. World War One. I don't know what all that stuff is.
It's a good backdrop.
Really, yeah, it is a great backdrop.
No, it's really good. Yeah, I like it.
I got the Lord of the Rings extended down here.
Do it all out.
I'm gonna take a picture of my kids' bookshelf with just like Dr. Seuss shit and stuff in it. And then put
and
that
all
as
of
my,
these are,
as
two
my
books
background.
Deep. If you can kind of see that there's books behind
books. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
These just move around. I move them in great, like, by the shelf, and then I drag the bookcase somewhere, and then I put it up somewhere else, and this is where it is right now.
Yes.
It's like a 35-minute endeavor.
Is that a one of those cheap bookshelves, the particle board bookshelves?
No, it's a classy bookshelf. I got it from my grandparents. It was a set of two, and I think once upon a time, Chris got one of them, and then it went somewhere at some point.
We got like two of the shitty particle board ones, which are fine, but they're just shitty.
It's I'm pretty sure it's pine, and it's not fancy, but it's got a lot of history.
Well, no
shit. Back when I was probably 6 or 7, I pulled it off there, and I was enamored with the paper sailboat on the cover.
What'd you pull off there?
It, Stephen King's It.
Did you read it at 6 or 7?
I read the first page, but it wasn't very interesting. There were too many words. I was 6 or 7.
There you go.
I read some of the first page, and then I wanted to make a paper boat.
Hud has got that Beauty and the Beast, library going.
I bet you don't know the title of any of those books.
No, this right here is the Canterbury Tales.
Do you think there's some stuff on tantric sex in there?
I believe the tale of
tantric sex down here. up over here, this is the Stephen King section.
Okay.
Running Man. That was a Richard Bachman, but we put them together. all of this is Victorian era erotica.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
I gotta borrow that shit.
He's got the Tale of Two Cities in there somewhere.
Oh man, this is one of my favorites right here.
Please, Ward, can you highlight Dusty Katzenberger's thing? I want to say something about that.
Oh, this is VHS. VH motherfucking ass.
Favorite movie. That's my all time favorite movie.
I know.
Is it anybody's not like?
Can we talk about this? Dusty, I love you, but you're wrong in so many ways.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock is
more like Sandra
really
bullshit.
Hold on.
Demolition Man.
Sandra Bullock is really good in Speed, and she's really good in Demolition Man. Other words, she is garbage trash water.
Yeah, she's nowhere. She's not an honorable mention or even in the top 10.
She's all right in A Time to Kill.
Almost every movie she's in.
Reface? I would not reface a mountain with her face.
A Time to Kill she's okay in, but I don't think it's because of her.
I didn't see it.
That's McConaughey and Samuel L. Jackson. Brings that. Mm-hmm. That's a good flick.
There's
two of the best actors of any generation.
I'm not a Bullock guy. Never been a Sandra Bullock guy. My grandparents love her. Not a fan.
I got the Citadel. Is that the Citadel? Is that what that's called? There's Sam.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's nice.
I like her all right, but she's definitely not Rushmore.
What's your book collection over here? You got pallets of them, it looks like.
I think it's the Citadel.
It's just hentai. It's all
from,
hentai.
From Game of Thrones.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's Sam right there.
Perfect.
Sucking it all in.
He's standing behind you, just looking at you.
Yeah, it's kind of staring me down.
This is going to be a lot of fun for the listeners.
But yeah, if you're a listener at this point, you got to get in and like come watch us. Join us live every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. because we get in here and have some fun.
Yeah, and make the monkeys
dance. And it's visual. It's a visual element, yeah. Make the monkeys dance. I can't put that in the thing because it gets blocked.
Oh, that's right, because...
That's racist.
Dancing or
I don't know. I said make us monkeys dance one time, and it blocked it as spam in YouTube. It wouldn't let me put that in the YouTube comments.
It's weird. I didn't know that.
Is this a good amount? Like I feel like I haven't drank enough. I started this bottle tonight.
No, you need to get it at least halfway down.
I was gonna say.
What's your tolerance? That's the fucking question.
Well, I'm really
he's only got a walk.
Rick, I'm really fat.
I don't know where I am, but I like this.
No. I don't know where am I, but I like this.
Me too.
I don't know where am I, but I like this too.
Me too, yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where am I either.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
But I like this too. Yes, sir, indeed. That's stupid. That's a dad joke. I'm sorry.
is D-Cats flirting with us? Who's so hot?
I think he
likes Sandra Bullock. He's still talking about Sandra Bullock. Probably.
By the way, if you gotta check out D-Cats this Thursday on Smart Mark Wrestling Radio.
It's a slobber knocker of a time.
Dollars to donuts. His mom looks like Sandra Bullock.
Oh,
should I Google D-Katz's mom?
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. You'd have to Facebook search her.
Well, no, I'll search it on Bing.
Bing will go use Google.
That would be fun. What happens if you Bing me? Can you actually find me?
I don't know. I'll ask Trish.
That was really good. Yahoo is better. Ooh. I didn't even realize Yahoo was still a thing.
You see her? Come on, man. Get a grip. You know that we all use CompuServe and Netscape Navigator.
Alta Vista.
This is what you look like on... This is what you look like on Bing.
Who is that?
That's Rick on Bing. Oh.
He's never looked like that.
Are you sure?
Look like that at some point. I'm going to shave off this beard and lose
No, you're not.
I'm going to lose weight in my face and grow weight in my body.
No, you're not going to. You're not going to shave that beard. You know you're not.
I was close. Week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I even got the clippers out.
What?
I just shaved my balls.
Attaboy.
And then I put them on. I was like, nah, I'm not going to do the beard right now. But I left them out of the case. Like, I'm going to come back and shave my beard.
You did the other beard.
I just didn't do it.
What?
The dong beard.
What made you think I'm going to shave the beard? And then B, what made you change your mind?
He decided.
I don't know. I've been really back and forth. This quitting drinking whiskey thing is messed up with my whole metabolism.
He looks he's part of the Bohemian Grove.
People with money go?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Yassir?
I look rich?
No. Talking
dude, about this wood paneling back here. This isn't money.
Come on, man. That was money in 1971.
This is veneer.
He meant the dude that Eduardo put up.
Oh, okay.
Looks like he's here. I want to know who this is. Fun. He's a fun person, or not? I don't know.
I don't know. He looks really sad in his picture.
Yeah.
Fucking life is tragic.
Well, maybe that's why his name is Yashir Suicide.
Suicide. It's Arabic for yes, sir. I'm going to kill myself.
He's so sad that he didn't. He couldn't. He's so sad. Hold on. He's so sad that he didn't put a B at the end of it.
He's from Africa. Are you in what's that place? God damn, it starts with an M.
Yes, sir, I'm just joking. Don't commit suicide.
Fuck.
You're fun. I love that you're listening and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
He doesn't even know how he ended up here. He's down some. He's like,
what am I doing?
How did he find this?
Please like our page and watch more of our things.
Become a fan.
Did you know we have a Patreon?
Who are you and what did you do with my brother? he's in Africa, so I'm guessing Morocco. I'm probably wrong, but that's my guess.
Oh. I'm gonna cough myself to throw one up or something.
Man, that's funny. That was a really funny bit.
Yeah.
Half of the fun that we have is the people that comment on the stuff.
Yeah,
that was the COVID in Africa.
Yeah, what's yes, what's
Morocco. Hey, Morocco nailed it? Wow,
first guess.
What's COVID like over there?
Yeah, how is the COVID in Morocco? Are you guys locked down? Are you not giving a shit? Are you not dying? What's happening?
Yeah.
Have you been to Morocco?
Of Morocco like?
What's that?
What is the government of Morocco like? Do they have a monarchy?
You know, I'd have to look it up.
I thought you were talking about Morocco's modern life.
Probably a constitutional monarchy if it's a monarchy.
Politics of Morocco. Parliamentary constitutional monarchy.
I was really close.
You were.
Rick, I'm really shocked to see that Rolling Rock.
It was as cheap as Weinhardt's.
And Rolling Rock is often as cheap as Weinhardt's.
I can drink 9 of these and not be hung over the next day. And I only have 6.
I used to like Rolling Rock, but after I started drinking Weinhardt's, I like the taste of Weinhardt's better. If I'm being honest.
That calls Rolling Rock butter beer, and now I have a hard time drinking it. I feel bad about myself.
Butter beer?
Yeah.
It's extra pale. See? It says it right there.
Yeah, it says butter beer.
Extra.
Who calls it that?
That's just the bottle making fun of you.
I'm not as pale as Derek. Look over here. I got color in this face.
Well, we're in different lighting.
Ooh, lockdown until the 20th.
Oh, that sucks, man.
20th of April. So that's only 6 more days, right?
At least your king has given you an idea of when you're going to be released. Ours hasn't told us yet.
Our king is just exacting more power.
Don't even start. Don't.
Our king doesn't believe it's an actual thing, so it's really complicated over here.
I don't believe it's an actual thing either. I think it's bullshit.
Huh. Oh, quick Google. How many deaths in Morocco? COVID. And we also need to know the population. And what the weather's like right now.
This guy's going to feel real big
brother.
How
many golf courses do they have?
All factors with COVID.
36.3 million people.
That's actually more than what I thought.
They cover a lot of ground. They got a lot of shoreline.
1,545 total cases.
There's a headline, Corona, 12 die after attending wedding ceremony in Morocco.
Well, we have more attending block parties in California, so.
As of April 14th, the confirmed cases reached 1,888 and the number of recoveries reached 217 with a total number of 126 deaths.
That is not very many for a population of 36 million.
No.
And of that and of the picture of Morocco that I posted, most of it's isolated to the tippy tip corner up there.
Just the tip.
It came down across the Strait of Gibraltar there.
Because Spain is a terrible place.
Yeah, Italy got hit pretty bad.
Yeah. By that. Fake thing. He said they were shut down very fast.
Ah, that's helpful.
Well, it's a lot easier when you have a king and he just tells you what to do.
Until they end the shutdown and there's no widespread herd immunity. Yeah, I don't think it's not a real sickness. I just don't think it's as dangerous as they've played it up to be. It hasn't killed nearly as many people as the flu kills every single year, and we already have a vaccine for that.
Yeah, right. You're right. Yep.
I think what's happening is
the simple math problem that's really involved with that. But yeah, when a million people get the flu and 1,000 of them die, that's different than when 100,000 people get one thing and then 1,000 of them die. Like per capita, there's actually more deaths. But no, you're right. No, you're right.
I wish more people would die.
Well, I think it's just the fact that it's highly communicable.
I agree with your statement there, but I do believe the math for the normal flu is not working out.
And I don't think it's worth sacrificing the entirety of the economy for a few old people not to die.
But I think part of the fun I've got stakes in the game because my 401k is taking a shit. But I think part of the fun is watching it, and this might be just my morbid way of looking at things, is watching the economy struggle and suffer. And I'm not having fun with it, but I mean, I'm not greatly impacted individually either on the scope of things, I guess.
Did it not greatly dent you?
It's not hitting me yet. No. I mean, I went to Costco 2 weeks ago and spent $700 on groceries. If I, which is absurd and ridiculous, but I did that so that I don't have to go back for another month. Yeah. But not everybody can do that. Some, you know, let's see. Yasir says it's complicated. The world don't invest more on virology tabs or yeah, more or much. And virology labs. Yeah, I think. Well, and Trump backed out a lot of shits. He pulled and shot his load all over the chest of America when it came to like virus prevention. And you know, that news is coming out, but at the same time, I think the measures that we're taking in terms of like the mitigation part of it, where we're trying to like flatten the curve and make it less impactful to the healthcare industry
on the,
is appropriate. But medical. In the same sense, I think there's certain parts of the country that aren't getting hit as hard that could probably still function. But
that's
it's hard
to
look
to be
at
on
it from
a case-by-case basis.
Right.
It's a state's rights situation, and it should be down to the city. If you're in a city like New York City, where people, tens of thousands of people in are jam-packed into
right.
a little space, yeah, you need to take some action because it's just a petri dish to make this thing fucking blow up. But you get out here to Idaho, where we've got a million people and all of this wilderness,
it's not going to spread as fast, right?
Just wash your hands. Don't breathe on people.
If you're that scared, wear a mask, you fucking
Washington
prick.
State, for crying out loud, they banned fishing. I can't think of one
wow.
other activity that is more socially distant than fishing.
Yeah, there's nobody I want to fish with.
Yourself, they should leave you the fuck alone.
Well, Ed, this is more systemic than that. Maybe we should go back to the fact that when people show up to work sick or don't come to work sick, we shame them the next day because they called in sick to work. Maybe when people show up to work sick, we should send their dumb asses home.
Yeah.
Or thank them for staying home.
But instead people show up to work sick and we're like, oh man, what a hard worker to show up here sick.
Or if they
depends on the person. Are they the people that build up 8 hours of sick leave and boom, they call in sick?
Well, maybe. Yeah,
there's so many cunty people who really are shamming. Like, maybe not this, but there's a reason that people get made fun of for calling in sick all the time. And if you're that sick,
because they do it all the time.
Yeah, there's emails that I'll get that's like, so-and-so isn't coming in today, and it's like, oh well, this is umpteenth email I've got about this particular individual. It's like, how much? And we don't at my work, we don't accumulate like sick time, we accumulate PTO. So it's like, I guess they just don't take vacation because they're eating up all their PTO with sick days.
Or they're taking LWOP, leave without pay.
Yeah, there's that too,
but that'll really fuck you in the end.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't understand people's desire to do that.
Because you could fall under being a full-time employee, lose your benefits, depending on what outfit you work for.
Mm-hmm.
If it's seniority-based, you didn't show up for work for 8 hours and it was unpaid, that's taken away from your seniority.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of things that factor into, and that, you know, and that's the other thing I think that's going to get probably reevaluated by the country as a whole. I guess we're starting to see how much of an impact the
rum
alcohol
or whiskey's having.
Yeah,
yeah. I was going to comment on it earlier, but I didn't want to make you self-conscious. Good job, Ward. Way to get inside your own head.
Yeah, I think.
But seriously, you see, New York City, Los Angeles, they're petri dishes. You've got some of the scuzziest people in all of America, and they're sleeping on top of each other.
Let them get sick and die. Let them go.
Because they chose to live there?
Yep. Oops. Why would you want to live around that many people anyway?
20% of police in New York are sick. That bad. Wow.
But it's not that serious, Chris. Those people won't get sick and die.
I don't. Yeah, they're probably not going to die. Most people are asymptomatic.
Oh, okay. I've seen one headline of one police officer in the entire nation dying of COVID.
I've seen healthcare workers dying. But they're right on the front lines. I think healthcare workers are
exposed every second of their job. They should be washing their hands more.
That was their choice. They chose to get into that profession.
This headline just showed up on my new tab. Treasury orders Trump's name printed on all relief checks. Well, mine's direct depositing, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Are they even checks? Is that how it's going?
One of the things we'll have for this Thursday, Florida said that WWE is a essential business. Did you see that, Chris?
I did. $18.5 million from the super PAC that Linda McMahon controls was donated to something in Florida that made that happen.
Yeah. Isn't, God bless him. Isn't that Trump's signature? My green screen's fucking it up, but
that's Trump's. No, that's his heart monitor. Fucking, what am I gonna do?
So with WWE being, is it WWE or is it what is it now?
It's WWE. Okay, yeah. World Wrestling Entertainment.
With them being, what did you say?
They're essential.
They're essential. Is the audience essential though?
No audience still. But the wrestlers are, so they can go live still.
Running after the American dream. I think that there's some truth to that statement.
They're going to L.A. and New York to follow their American dream?
No. The coronavirus deal. Are you talking about wrestling, or are you talking about like the...
I don't think he's talking about wrestling.
You never know.
We'll find out.
The American dream is not professional wrestling.
I think a lot of people's American dream is...
I was like 8 or 9. I ended up being a really small person.
That's Trump's signature. And it's a ping, so we can put that on anything.
And murdered his family.
God, you were close.
Whose signature is that?
That's Donald Trump's signature.
Whose?
Trump.
Yeah, boy.
There are too many swirls. Too many swirls. That's,
I told you.
R-U-M-P. It doesn't work. That is worse than my signature, and my signature is trash.
That's a ping file, so I can put his signature on anything I want now.
Oh.
Now you just need his routing number.
Now you've set it live on the internet, so you probably shouldn't do that.
The Secret Service does consider that a threat.
Yeah, here I go. There's anybody listening to our show right now, it's the Secret Service.
Good to know you, Ward. You should finish that bottle.
That is his heartbeat. Yeah, that's right. Made the same joke I did.
Oh, no. The man doesn't have a heart.
If we've learned one thing from this show, is that even the Secret Service doesn't listen to it.
They will as soon as we threaten the life of the president.
Donald Trump had a heart until he gave it to Stormy Daniels.
Oh. And then she wouldn't let him buy it back.
He coughed it up her butt. He gave her the analingus.
That's his heartbeat.
It's very nice.
You see what's in the middle there?
Ivanka.
I didn't even see a T in that signature.
When he said he would date his daughter. Fucking weirdo.
I wouldn't even date his daughter.
I love my daughter more than anything, but I wouldn't date her.
You're not from Alabama.
This is true.
Neither is Trump.
You might as well be.
Oh, Jesus.
Trump was probably born in Canada anyway.
Trump.
Probably on a weekend outing. Or it came from a weekend outing, like a croquet. They were playing croquet.
Oh, man.
Him for money. Yeah.
But he doesn't have any money.
No, not at all.
He fucking loses money.
He's a little bit of money now. Now that he's president, he at least gets paid from that.
Doesn't he donate that all to one of his charities?
No.
He has money, but it's like America is also in debt by however many bajillion dollars.
Trillions.
Yeah. What does that even mean, though? What is it like? Are we even in debt?
I don't know. We owe most of it to China, and they lied about their COVID numbers.
Right.
So.
Who's impacted by
that
it?
That would like, be...
Just file bankruptcy with China?
If Trump was just like, yeah, you guys, you fucked the pooch on this one. We're just not, we don't owe you any money.
We're going to call that bad.
I think we owe most of our debt to our own Federal Reserve, and that's never been audited ever. So
I would check that print money. Too.
Don't worry about that.
But don't worry, the IRS will audit you making $50,000 a year. Don't worry about that.
The IRS has actually said that it's so hard to go after rich people that they only go after poor people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they can do that. and they can nickel and dime the American people for millions at the back end. But
taxation is theft, people. If you learn nothing else from this podcast, taxation is theft.
That's a fact. You never truly own anything.
Nope.
Even when you own the ground that you live on, they still tax you for owning it.
Yep.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, it's heartbreaking because I think we pay like almost $4,000 a year for our property. It's worked into my mortgage payment.
The homeowner's exemption?
It's like 32, but I round up. I don't care if we're close to three. I still round up.
With the homeowner's exemption?
Yeah. Dude, I have a swimming pool. I have a swimming pool.
Oh. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yes, they are very taxed.
Yeah, the U.S. taxes are very...
My property taxes are just covered in my rent, which goes up every year, so...
Yeah, I was a landlord for a while, so we always raised rent prices. And it was always a headache because it was like, yeah, property taxes are going up. Sorry. I mean, that's like, it's what it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we always tried to be pretty fair with our rent increases.
It's the cheapest, favorite aunt. It's the cheapest.
What happened?
Lori must be watching.
Really?
She sent me a text.
Oh, she's got to post a comment in the chat.
So she made fun of me for my beard.
No, Rolling Rock is oftentimes cheaper than Henry's, but I like Henry's a lot. I'm a big fan of Henry's now.
I just like being drunk, and it doesn't matter what I'm drinking.
Henry's has a good flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, Mara went in the toilet again. It might become a regular thing.
Oh, congratulations. That's a milestone. I remember there was an episode of the original Basement Boys way back in like 2008 where my two-year-old we had what was called a potty reward board where he got a sticker for every time he went to the bathroom, made a deuce or a one in the toilet.
That's how you have to do it. Yeah. It's fun at first, and then it's like, wow, I really like not being covered in my own shit and piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I never did it, because I like that.
He's covered in it now.
Yeah.
You came out of the womb like, talking. You were really like, hey, shit and mom. Pissed on. Mom.
It's not mine.
God damn it.
What is the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
I thought you were going gender there for a minute.
Honestly, there is no difference.
The difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean is Trump has never had a Russian garbanzo bean on his face. That changes with every president. You have to change it so it fits the current
fits the role of the
chief. So Obama was never have a manly garbanzo bean.
Yeah.
On his face.
Well, he's actually just never had a chickpea on his face.
Hey, his husband has that for him. So what extent do you think Biden is going to be utilizing Bernie?
Well, Bernie's such a fucking sellout. What a piece of shit. Oh, I'll back Biden. I don't care. I'll give him my endorsement. Why?
It doesn't matter. You guys, it does not matter.
Trump's going to win.
Trump wins.
It does not matter. The reason...
Trump won already.
The reason why the Democrats go with who they go for in the second term, same with Republicans, they choose a fucking lame ass to go against him in the second half. Like, they don't care if Biden wins. The Democrats don't even give a shit about it. They'll give his support, but they're not going to give everything that they would have given, because whoever speaks at the DNC, they'll have some speaker at the DNC. That person's going to be the person who runs in the next 4 years. They'll have some.
Put Hillary up again.
No. Listen.
It'll be Cuomo.
They're going to have some young speaker come up and talk at the DNC. He's going to give an amazing speech, or she, maybe. Probably not. He's going to give an amazing speech at the DNC. That asshole is going to be who runs in 4 years when Trump has to leave and Mike Pence is fucking running or whatever. Like, it's the same fucking thing every 8 years. And in between that, they have some lame duck asshole like Biden who runs.
It's because he rapes, Yasir. That's why he creeps you out. He rapes.
John Kerry, the Democrats never gave a fuck about John Kerry. He was never going to win that race. It was never going to happen.
You know the Democrats have herd immunity to sexual harassment now?
Yeah. Sure.
The Republicans never gave a fuck about Mitt Romney. It was never going to happen.
That was right after his stroke.
Oh,
that we didn't hear about.
My point is that every president who's in there gets to serve 8 years, and then it's going to change again. The next
unless
president
you're Bush
will
senior.
Be. Yeah, I mean. That was just a couple years ago, right? Oh no, that was forever ago. Oh, okay.
Ended in 92. That wasn't that long ago. I was 13.
How old are you?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, 41. I'm 40 now.
That's because he has dementia. If like Biden were to win, his vice president would be the one we're looking at to lead us for the next 3 years.
1992 was a long time ago.
Well, even if Biden picked Bernie as a running mate, they both die before the end of 8 years.
He wouldn't pick Bernie as a running mate. He's going to pick a woman.
He already said he's going to pick a woman. He's not going to pick Bernie.
Oh, he's going to pick a woman again? God damn it.
Look, man, if anyone had a chance...
Women more than Ward.
If anyone... Look, you guys. If anyone had it...
It's all a gimmick.
I'm looking at this as like a sports point of view. If anyone had a chance to win, it was Hillary if she would have picked Bernie as a running mate. Because at least all of those fucking hot-headed Bernie supporters would have been like, well, fuck it. At least our guy's in the ticket. And they would have voted. But that didn't happen. She went and chose fucking Kane. Like, who? That's why the main party used to select the other guy. Reagan chose Bush Sr.
Ugh.
Even goddamn Obama chose Biden. He was somebody who ran against him.
And Kennedy took LBJ.
Right. Well, yeah. And
South.
But now, actually, in who ruined this? It was actually John McCain. John McCain's who ruined it. He picked Sarah Palin. Why? Why would you pick her? If John McCain would have taken Mitt Romney or even Mike Huckabee at the time,
maybe Sarah Palin, the masked singer that sings, what'd she sing on The Masked Singer?
Who?
Sarah Palin.
She was on The Masked Singer?
Yeah, she sang I Like Big Butts or something like that.
Jeez,
that's awesome. Is that true? Or is that your fucking Crown Royal talking?
No, my kids tuned me into it. I'll find it here.
I have DuckDuckGo as well.
I don't think we'll ever see. I mean, we'll see in our lifetime, but I think it'll be a really long time before we see a president not serve his two terms. I think it'll be a really long time before we see. After those two terms, we see the same party keep power. Like, after Trump, it will be a Democrat. It'll be a Democrat for 8 years, and then it'll be a Republican again. That's how it's gonna be. That's just the way it is now.
I'm still surprised that with especially how polarized it is now, why a third party can't step in and get some cash and make a serious run at the presidency.
It's because the third. I actually do have a some reasoning for that. It's because the third parties can't get their shit together either. Like, the strongest third party for the longest time was the Libertarian Party, but even they
and have, they're about as centrist as you can get.
Right, but even they have so much split in their party that, like, they can't be get behind one guy. So then you throw in the Constitution Party. Then you throw in the Green Party. Then you throw in, like...
Dr. Jill.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a couple of folks that are down the middle of the road. They don't want to take anything away from you. They don't want to tax you anymore. They just want it to be pretty much business as usual. Let us all do whatever we want because liberty. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Well, what if, I mean, and what if, like, the Constitution Party would have, like, because a lot of people who are in the Constitution Party used to be libertarians. What if they would have just stuck around with the Libertarian Party? Maybe we would have, maybe they'd have a little more power, but nope, they don't do it. They just, they split so badly and,
yeah, everybody wants their own little slice of whatever.
Yasura says, what about Tulsi?
Plant, right?
What's that?
What happened to Tulsi?
Tulsi Gabbard?
I'd say...
the Russian plant?
I'd say it's her acne scars that did her in.
Oh, that's rough.
I thought it was because she looked like a Native American.
I met her in Hawaii.
Did you?
She's a great person. I would have voted for her. I don't agree with her entirely politically, but I'd have voted for her over.
Oh, I'm picking on the acne scars because they showed up on the picture there.
But Chris, do you remember those days where we used to not agree 100% with the person we were voting for? Like, that used to be a thing, but I don't know what happened. Like,
no, you have to agree 100%, and even if you don't agree, you're gonna agree, like, you're gonna double down.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. And actually, I think that started with Obama, because I know a lot of people who are. I know a lot of people who, like, joked around and made their, like, made their Facebook names, like, blah, 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 Hussein, blah, 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 because, like, they just were doubling down so hard on Obama, and it was like, stop it. You're okay. It's okay to disagree. I was a – look, you guys.
Well, and it bled heavy into the Trump campaign because it's running now.
In 2008 and 2012 – mostly in 2008, I was a Ron Paul guy, big time. That was my guy, Ron Paul. There's a lot of stuff that Ron Paul says, though, I don't agree with, because you don't have to agree with everything your candidate agrees with. You don't have to. You're actually allowed to take different things from a platform and be like, well, I don't care about that so much, because they're the president. They're not supposed to have absolute power, so you don't have to agree with everything.
Right.
But the people for Obama and then Trump just fucking doubled down. They agree with everything that each one of those guys said.
There are definitely some people.
Yeah, I mean, they're grabbing even harder by the pussy than ever before. I mean, that's what it amounts to. I mean, you can't throw reasonable arguments at this point to any of the Trump voters. Because they come at it from the standpoint of, oh, you're just a fucking libtard.
Well,
no,
what about
I'm not a libtard. I just have, like, a reasonable expectation of my fucking...
And then what about the Bernie people, too?
I mean,
there are a lot of people who are Bernie people who I don't want to have a conversation with. Because because you, if you disagree with them, you're a racist, I guess.
Like, right.
It doesn't make sense.
The bottom line is that they have it so polarized now that we are just arguing amongst ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Absolutely.
I blame white women. Don't run anything, and they are supposed to be representing us.
Yeah.
And none of them do.
Yeah.
And no matter how much we talk, none of them will ever be voted out.
No.
No. Obama's got a. Or not Obama. Trump's got a second term coming.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And, I honestly believe that Bernie could have beat Trump. I think
I do too.
Bernie could have swayed enough people, but the DNC won't let it happen because he's too progressive.
Right. He runs as an independent. He's
also,
in the
but
House.
But he's only going to take votes from the Democrats.
But also, I don't think the DNC didn't want to put that much risk in there either. I really do believe the DNC and the Republican Party for the second term of whoever is in office will choose whatever piece of shit's out there just to run a campaign, just to make it look like they're doing their end. Like,
there has to be something more than that, because they could have run Bernie and had an honest chance at the presidency.
Yeah, I think there's enough people that could get behind Bernie at this point.
And as Yasira is saying here, that is my opinion 100%. The president is a figurehead. He doesn't make policy. He doesn't spend our money. That's Congress.
Yeah.
Congress fights among themselves and passes up to him. If he vetoes it, Congress can still overturn that. The president is just a talking head, and we picked the worst.
Yeah.
It is a huge mistake.
Yeah, of all the people, he's like the most, like, he's a fucking petulant child, basically.
The honey boo-boo of presidents.
a failed businessman.
That's perfect.
A TV personality.
But we haven't had a good president since Eisenhower.
I didn't vote for Obama, but Obama wasn't that bad. He was very well spoken.
He was wildly.
And he just was a figurehead.
Yeah, I mean, he fit the part.
Nothing crazy happened while Obama was president.
Well, they got Osama.
It was business as usual.
They got Obama bin Laden.
Obama bin Laden.
I mean, Osama. Did you see that one a couple days ago where he was 3 years with three wives? He probably called those Navy SEALs himself.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Well, it's not. It didn't seem like, what was that, 2011, running right up on re-election year? Hey, just want to let you guys know, we got him.
We got
Osama.
We got him. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Why are we still there? Oh, because your buddies are making money. No
but
problem.
That's how it all goes. Now we've got COVID, and we don't want to be able to. Trump doesn't want us to be able to vote by mail,
right? Yeah, I mean,
I ordered my ballot, even though it doesn't count for shit.
Well, yeah. You got to pretend it does, though, right?
You can vote against Thera.
I can.
God, she's awful.
Who's
terrible?
That?
I've met her.
Stevenson.
I've met her. She's awful.
She doesn't even live in the state of Idaho, let alone our county. She lives in Assotin County in the state of Washington. She has a P.O. box.
She's also a bitch.
Yeah, and a terrible representative.
She lives in Idaho, but she's running in... Or she lives in Washington, but she's running in Idaho?
Because she has a P.O. box over here.
Oh, fuck her.
Oh, man.
And hasn't she won, like... Fucking the last three times she's run.
I'm gonna post this up here.
This might be her second term she's running on now. Maybe third. Yeah.
Is she running on her badass hairdo?
Oh yeah. She was one of those ones that I was a delegate for Ron Paul, and she was like angry that they didn't have stricter rules on being registered to run for to vote.
She's from goddamn Palo Alto, California.
Oh, neat.
She went to school in Boston with an English and another in Spanish. Those are her degrees.
With the degree in Spanish?
Yeah, she's got a master's in Spanish literature from New York University and a PhD in Latin American literature from the University of Washington. Oh,
good for her. That's sure special.
She's also a pilot.
I don't know. The more things you add to your roster that are expensive, the less I have any fucking appreciation for what you're doing. It's like... I don't know. I feel like if anything that you're doing or anything that you accomplish happens to cost a lot of money to be able to do, then fuck you.
Oh, shit. I did vote for her. Do you know why? Because she was running against Bob Blakey. I fucking hate Bob Blakey. I don't think I hate any politician more than I hate Bob Blakey. He's such a shit.
I've seen him come up in the polls before, and I voted against him. I probably checked her box before, too, if I'm being serious. There's people that I check the box for that I don't know what their fucking stance is.
Yeah, because I don't like the person they're running against.
Because I don't, yeah, exactly. Which is sad, but at the same time. I
should have put my second on that one, too. I got 17 votes in the last election in various different fucking places because I wrote myself in. Like, I can't vote for somebody who's not running against anybody.
Well, maybe what I need to start doing is I need I say this as a 40-year-old man who's had almost half a bottle of Crown.
Ward's going to die tonight.
I need to start researching.
Kill him with the COVID.
I need to start researching who I vote for a little bit more to see if I align.
No, you should just listen to me.
Okay. I'll call you up.
Then tell us who to vote for.
I got that in a text message from my aunt. I don't know how to share this with on the other.
Who do we vote for then, Rick?
Aaron von Erlinger.
Erlinger.
He's the one running against Thera.
Yeah, because I could not.
He is 100% pro-life, 100% pro-guns, and 100% pro-Trump.
But he's not Cyrus.
That's what he says.
This guy?
No, yep. No. This.
Yeah, you got to vote for that guy.
He's a white guy.
Oh.
That was a Crown Royal guy is what that was.
That was the outfit that Eduardo needs to be wearing, according to listener / stalker Lori K.
Can I tell you?
Girl, there.
My uncle used to say this all the time, and I, as I get older, I've started to agree with him on it. my uncle votes. If you ask him, or if you ask him about his political point of view or whatever, he just goes, vote anti-incumbent. That's it.
That is a really smart thing to do. Keep them fresh.
The older I get, the more I go, I just look at that ballot and I see who's in office and I go,
no.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
That's actually comfortable. They get comfortable.
That's actually a really good standpoint to have.
Yeah, and it's not a bad point of view, honestly.
Because in that second term they get more quote unquote bullshit accomplished than the first term
All right, since Trump has been president, no one has accomplished anything.
Yeah.
Nothing has been accomplished.
Right, but if he gets a second term, it's like fucking all deals are off. He's going to fucking try to sweep in all sorts of shit. Roe versus Wade's going to go out. I don't have a personal standpoint on any of the things that I'm talking about. But
the House is going to get more Democrats, and we're going to have even more gridlock. Nothing is going to be accomplished.
Yeah, he'll be lame duck, right? Like he'll be a lame duck.
He'll take more golf vacations than he is now, and he's already tomped Obama's 8 years. So.
Which was one of his criticisms of Obama, by the way.
Oh yeah, their tweets. We've seen the tweets.
Oh yeah. He's the leader of the birther movement.
Yeah.
His first and worst mistake was
questioning birth certificates.
Implanting his kids in his administration. No one should ever do that.
Yeah,
isn't your hotel company. This isn't your golf course company. This is the government of the United States of America, and you're a fucking embarrassment, dude.
Nepotist.
With that, we've been live 2 hours and 10 minutes. So I'm about to call it a night, guys.
Keep talking. I got a few more things.
Well, you can keep talking, but I'm leaving.
Fire him up. Let's rapid fire them.
Hang on.
Better do it. I've seen that look in Rick's eyes.
Yes.
Eduardo, what are you kicking out here, buddy?
Oh, give me 2 seconds. Keep talking. Well, a little more than 2 seconds.
How about you roll that outro and we save it for the next show?
It's not worth
the crown, and he's fucking.
It's definitely not worth. Hold on, hold on.
If it's not worth saving, it's not worth doing.
Get.
Oh, Chris, that's good. I like that. I think that's gonna be the motto for this show.
And then we'll be like, well, there was nothing worth saving, so we're not going to do this one. Peace out.
Okay, I'm almost there. Get me.
That's what she
Don't
said.
Tell me that. It looks like you're jerking off in the video, man. Come on. I'm almost there. Well, don't run it too fast, because I'm going to go get another beer now. And jerk off in private.
Thank you.
I'm almost there.
All right. There it is. Was it worth it?
No.
Is that your face?
No. Yeah, I think so. That's his
face. Yeah, that's my face.
That's what good. He makes it there. Jesus.
What did I order you to order that outfit?
My dad sent me a picture the other day with a
of his O face.
No, with a coronavirus or with a Crown Royal pouch as his coronavirus mask.
Ah,
very nice.
I don't think I could get away with that at work.
Be better off with a panty on your head.
All right, I'm going to run the precious fucking outro.
Well, you better take point, too. We don't like to see your engineer stuff.
I'm doing it like 3 sheets to the wind.
This has been the Time Spent Poorly program, and our host/engineer is 3 sheets to the wind.
Moving his mouth all over that place.
Captain Happy Pants, because he was also jerking off live on camera.
Taking another drink.
Thanks for showing up, Derek. You didn't even know it was going to happen. Now we're going to Google Calendar that stuff. Huds, rocking it. Loved your library.
We got to throw a thanks out to Yasir, who offered a lot of commentary.
Yeah, all the way from Morocco. I'd be surprised or interested in hearing how he found us.
As would I.
Where am I? I don't even know how I got here. It's the fucking Twilight Zone.
Yes.
I like that dude. He's fun.
We've got a Patreon over at patreon.com/timespentpoorly. Our website, you can find it at timespentpoorly.com.fun or tspn.fun. YouTube.com/timespentpoorly. Facebook is it's basically Time Spent Poorly Network, and so is Instagram. And then you can find all of us at TSPN Media. Derek on TSPN and Huds Magruder on TSPN at Twitter.
Sounds good.
Does that sound
good?
All right, to everybody. Everybody,
have
give the
everybody.
Thumbs up. All right. Thanks for listening. Hang around for just 2 seconds, guys, and I'll end the broadcast now.
I love you all.
Bye-bye. Time spent
poorly. That was a waste of time.
Yep. Oh, there it goes.
Okay. Let me stop that. Hold on. It's hard to move mouse when you're drunk.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot of things about hard alcohol versus.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna get
beer.
Drunker faster. Which was what I was doing. Normally on my off nights I don't drink hard alcohol, but tonight I had a bunch of it. because I didn't know how to do a fucking show.
I've learned a lot about my tolerance levels tonight. Yeah,
dude, you look annihilated. And it's and if you're still drinking, you're gonna be really fucking shitty.
No,
tomorrow.
I'm finished. There's yeah. probably 2/3 or
you're gonna feel like
6/10 of the bottle and left to go.
Full of sugar to your coffee in the morning and drink about a gallon of water before you go to bed tonight. You might
seriously,
piss on your
drink
wife.
A lot of water before you go to bed. You're gonna
they're both
shit.
Wrong. They're
I
both
piss
wrong.
On my wife anyway.
Hold on, they're both wrong. What you need to do is just drink just the rest of that and then go straight to bed.
Right to bed.
Yeah, I'll be using one of my elusive sick days.
drink the rest of that thing till you hit the last drop hits your tongue, and then go straight to bed and cuddle up. You're gonna have a great day tomorrow.
If a fun game up. Would be asking your wife if she can get you up.
I've got big plans tomorrow to get up at like 7:30. So
you're fucking dumb.
We'll see what time I get my earliest text tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be 7:30 tomorrow.
I'll make a point to do it now. So don't worry.
Yeah,
maybe what I'll do is...
Jumbo fucking numbers, though. His text to me tomorrow is going to be like, hitty-gitty, a bunch of fucking numbers, like letters.
Hitty-gitty, you know what's going to happen? He's going to be fucking messengering us all night, and he's going to do like 3 promos.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be 16 minutes
long. 8 minutes long.
Give us money, you piece of shit.